satisfied with tranquility. They must have action, and they will make it if they cannot find it. Women are supposed to be very calm generally, but women feel just as men feel, and it is narrow-minded in their more privileged fellow creatures to say that they ought to confine themselves to making puddings and knitting stockings, to playing on the piano and embroidering bags. It is thoughtless to condemn them or laugh at them if they seek to do more or learn more than custom has pronounced necessary for their sex.